¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Oh, boy, it's a freaking Monday. God, I hate Mondays. Let's get this thing going already.
When you are a fat man and you try and do a fitness podcast, but you injure your old fat self and can no longer do the physical crap needed, you go back to your one true and authentic self. A giant asshole that has a quick fuse and rants about everything. You start being Fat Angry Stretch. You're Ladies bad. And gentlemen, welcome to the Stretch Show podcast.
Oh, welcome to the Stretch Show podcast. I would be the Stretch Henri. Ah, boy. Anybody know how long you have to pay a parking ticket? And I forgot. I realized this weekend I didn't pay the parking ticket I got a couple of weeks ago yet. I hope it's 30 days because I'm still in the window. If it's not, I'm going to be paying even more than the $78 I got for this stupid-ass ticket. I hate Meter Maids. Still on my platform, I would say Meter Maid is the lowest form of life on the planet, followed closely by lawyer and then judge. And no, it would go Meter Maid, lawyer, Democrat politician, judges. That would be it. Yeah, that's where I am with lowest form of life. Lowest form of life on the planet. Oh, man. Speaking of low forms of life, I know everyone hates billionaires, unless they're liberal billionaires. Jeff Bezos is a liberal billionaire. He also is allegedly about to buy the Seattle Seahawks. That's right. It's Super Bowl week. The team in the Super Bowl is for sale. And Jeff Bezos is rumored to be the front runner to buy it. And think about it, he's all set up in that part of the world anyway. They're in Seattle. It's perfect. $6.6 billion is apparently what it would sell for. And voila, no more Seahawks. Remember, they were owned by Paul Allen, who was one of the Microsoft guys, I believe, and where his wealth came from. And then he died, and his sister runs everything now. Jody Allen, and she's expected to possibly sell it off as soon as the Super Bowl is over. They say as soon as next week, the Seahawks will be up for sale. Pretty crazy. Make it to the Super Bowl. You think, goes to the Super Bowl, this is a moneymaker. We're going to keep this, especially if they win this Super Bowl. It's a moneymaker. But it could also drive the price up to dump it if you don't want to deal with the headache of managing it. And when you own a sports team, I imagine that there are people in whatever area you're in who hate you, who hate everything about you. Like, you destroyed my football team. I hate you. Like me with Al Davis. I hated that guy. Like, seriously hated that guy because I was a Raider fan. We had season tickets, and he moved the team away. So I hated him. I get not wanting to deal with that nonsense and deal with crazy fans. In some health news, I found an article today that shows, came out of China, so take it with a grain of salt. They are saying coffee is like really good for type 2 diabetes, and they tested a different kinds of coffee, and they're going to make it into like what they call a superfood, and it's now a new functional food aimed at managing type 2 diabetes. In fact, it manages type 2 diabetes blood sugar levels better than some type 2 diabetes medications, according to the research on this thing. It breaks it down, but it's, let's see. The three cafaldehydes differed in their fatty acid components, all showed notable aglucidase inhibition, and that is a chemical in the bloodstream that can prevent, I think it's like the absorption of carbohydrates, kind of like a metformin type deal. But so there's a stronger activity compared to the drug Acarbose, which I do not take. Yeah, it's interesting to look at it. Why do I hear the water running? Something's going on in my apartment. I thought my wife was in the other room watching Maria, the worst Spanish, it's not even Spanish language novella she watches out of Colombia. And I sit down and I literally can't. I'm like, I've got to go. This is ridiculous. Just watching it every time I walk to the room. I can't stand it. It is horrible, horrible. So that's good news when we come to having coffee being a superfood that is really good. Now I have bad news for dudes. There is research, but I think we all knew this, that shows men starting at around age 35 do a free fall into cardiac troubles. They say women, it's not so sudden, but men really start to see their risk factors rising beginning at age 35 to coronary heart disease much more rapid than women do. And they are looking at that. So I think we kind of need that. Are men more stressed than women? I don't think so. I know some spassy, stressed ball women. So who knows? But they say, and it's more than just diet and everything. They think it's like in our DNA that we have more heart issues. I'm drinking water. I was so bummed. I went shopping at the grocery store and there was zero of my iced teas. Zero. I buy those things constantly and they had none. That happens sometimes. That stuff's gotten to be really popular. The Tajava. All right, let's get into this one because I found it very fascinating. If you have bad skin, I know women pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars to, you know, for different things to put on their skin for whatever reason. And this lady that wrote this article said she had historically horrible skin, historically had terrible acne, and tried everything and nothing seemed to work until she said, I heard about this, and then said, all right, I'll try it. And that is the old beef tallow. That's right, lard basically is what it is. Beef tallow, touted by keto people, that kind of stuff, people who are into the all meat diet, and you cook with it. It's just fat. It's animal fat. It's not processed, though. It's not Crisco. It's just beef fat is what it is. And she started rubbing this on her face, and the crap apparently was amazing. Said she had tried everything from 12-step rituals to this and to that. And once she put the beef tallow on her face, she said she researched to find out which one would be the best. But apparently cow fat is packed with vitamin A, D, E, and K. And it mimics the natural oils in human skin. And also acts as an anti-inflammatory. And it's just really, really good for your skin. They say big skincare does not want you to know about this. And they're all shuffling because they already do know about this as it's gone viral. And it really, this trend exploded on TikTok. And there are a lot of brands out there now that are selling it. And they're putting citrus and honey in it. Because think about it, you're rubbing lard on your face. I don't know what it smells like. But your face would smell like French fries. Then you'd be delicious. But they say it's Harvest and Herd citrus honey tallow balm, and a lot of them have different kind of balms they're making. So they just take the beef tallow and put scents in it, and then you put it on your skin. They call it the Everything Balm, Primal, Pure, Vintage Beef Balm. There's a bunch of different brands, but you can get it on, if you want one of those, you can go on Amazon and look for tallow balm, BALM, and they have The most expensive one looks like it's about $35. And then I'm looking down to where you can get it for 28, 27. So, yeah, somewhere in that ballpark. But this lady put it on and said it's like a game changer for her skin. And tested each product in this thing for 6 weeks. And tallow on both face and body, paying close attention to hydration levels, texture, and any signs of irritation. And this lady did this in New York City, where it's very cold and windy, which wreaks havoc on your skin, dries it out. Post-shower on damp skin to see if it locked in moisture. Under makeup to check if it played well with the foundation she put on. Before bed to see if it woke up. So she did all kinds of stuff. And she said a lot of times when she'd put anything on her face, she was prone to breakouts. And she would watch to see if the tallow would clog her pores and cause breakouts. And it didn't. And they say some tallows are odorless when they smell like another smell like a farm. So there you go. Healing properties. There's a lot in here. But something to look into if you have any skin issues to get your tallow on. I like that. I like it when they find regular things that aren't pharmaceutical and they work. Speaking of not healthy, not good at all for you, that is another story on e-cigarettes and how bad they are. And they're starting to realize that e-cigarettes, vaping, is as bad as cigarettes. And remember, they touted it as, oh, it's a great cure for cigarettes. Like, you want to stop smoking, just, you know, use a vape for a while and then you'll stop smoking and then you stop the vape. Well, you don't, because they put as much crap in that. And it's really seriously unhealthy for you. Don't vape. If you vape, stop vaping. And there's other conditions in it as well that people are getting from vaping. And then this is my fun story of the day. The biohackers. We talk about the biohackers. There's one dude in particular named Brian Johnson. He's like 44 years old. And he looks like he's in his 30s. I'll give him that. He looks really good. But he is a billionaire who has spent all of his money on making himself younger, to hacking his age and turning back the clock on himself. And he's done everything. And one of the things he does is penis health. That's right, I said penis health. And they say penile health is a big reflector of your overall health. In fact, if you get night boners, the length and duration of your night boners is a good sign that you are cardiovascularly healthy. And if you don't get night boners, or you have ED badly and don't get it, it's a good sign that you have some cardiovascular issues. Now, there's Viagra, there's Cialis, there's a lot of things you can take that'll usually kick that in the butt. But they say your penis is kind of the precursor to your heart, because the arteries and veins in your penis are a lot smaller. And if you've got high cholesterol, that those will really plug up quicker, and then your schlong stops working. So ED is a, or, but it could also be hormone levels. Testosterone has a lot to do with it. And I remember I was producing no testosterone. But what's weird, when I was producing no testosterone, my schlongstica was working insanely effective, even though I was on no testosterone. I do remember that. I remember them going, wow, you have no testosterone. And I'm like, really? Because I'm ready to go like a champion at all times. And then here's a fun one. If you are a lady, corgasm is something you can look out for. The article in here about a lady that was doing basically like a yoga class, and as she was doing it, she started having an orgasm. And then she's like, I'm in a class with a bunch of people, and it got weird, so she stopped immediately and ran out of there like in embarrassment. Oh, then if you're a guy and you take steroids, which a lot of dudes do to want to turn back the clock and look better, you take steroids and really stay fit. This guy says he was on them for like 10 years old and he looked like Wolverine, and now he says he has titties. It's a side effect. You get male, like big nipples, like, but big, like it's a weird breast issue. And then a lot of guys get actual boob boobs after they stop taking them. And then they got to go in and have like a breast reduction. And it's caused from the old steroids, from cycling steroids on and off. Not something you want to do. That's why you see a lot of buff guys that they wear tank tops because they got big shoulders and big arms and veins everywhere. And then they take off their shirt and they got crazy, like, girl nipples. That's not good. You don't want girl nipples. And then you got to go have surgery done on that. There's nothing. No one's happy. Have you noticed that? No one's happy with themselves. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Everybody's like, yeah, this is, I want to take steroids so I have big muscles, but then I have boobs and now I got to take my boobs off. Or I was fat and now I'm skinny, but now I'm skinny with loose skin. I got to have surgery to take my loose skin off. Yeah, it's always something. Always, always something. I am, not a lot got done at the house this week. In fact, I went there on Saturday and I had an emotional moment. It was great. I went there. Remember, Friday I had my CAT scan and everything's fine on my CAT scan. I got the results back already. So I had to have a CAT scan on Friday because I was having headaches nonstop for weeks and weeks, but I'd hit my head. Doctor wanted to make sure nothing was wrong with my head, and nothing's wrong with my head. That was pretty easy breezy. Did that on Saturday night, but because of that, I didn't go to Downey. I stayed in at the apartment on the west side, and then I woke up Saturday morning and went to the house, and just I went in my backyard and I sat down, and it was so weird because it's going to be weird being there. It's not the same house at all. Nothing about it is the same other than it's at the same address. And that'll be different. But in the backyard, there are these trees that we had, and they were in the middle, planted in a single file row. And mostly they were there to obstruct the views in from sunset trying to look up to our house. And that was, you know, the main function of those. And they were there when we moved in. We also had planted at the base of those trees a thing of shrubs that were big, high, solid shrubs that you couldn't see through that really blocked it from the street. And then those all burned and are gone. But the trees have come back to life. And I used to hate those trees because they had these red berries on them. And the berries would fall off and then stain everything. And right now they're so blooming and those berries are out. Those berries have come out and now they're falling and they're, which is just how trees reproduce. You know, they fall on the ground and those are seeds inside the berry. But all over the old original steps, which are the only thing left of the old house. And I saw that there and it literally made me choke up just seeing like, oh wow, like this forever. I hated these things and now it's like a blessing to see those smashed berries on the sidewalk in my backyard. I know I'm weird. Speaking of this, here's one I would love to get the input of you guys on. My wife, I don't know what she thinks sometimes because I go out of my way to like do something that I think is very nice for her and she just kind of like shits on it. To put it mildly, just shits all over it. I would give you two examples this month. Her favorite purses are these Kate Spade bags. They're costly, but you can get them sometimes on sale. They have outlets. They sell them, and then once in a while, they'll get them even at like TJ Maxx or at Ross. They'll get a bunch in, and you can get them. Well, I was at Ross, and I saw they had a bunch, and I was like, oh my God, this is great. And I saw one, and it basically was like a bag like she has, but she likes typically black. And this one said Kate Spade logo on it, and it had hearts. And I was like, God, it's Valentine's Day. Maybe she'll like this. So I bought it. And I brought it home. And I was stoked. I was like, I got a great deal on this. I got this for you. And she's like, that's the most ugly, disgusting thing I've ever seen. Take it back. I don't want it. So I was like, okay, all right. And that's fine. I mean, it wasn't like I set out to go buy it and I picked it out. It was just there and it was affordable and I thought it was okay. But that was the response I got. And I'm like, wow. All right. So I did. I brought it back, charged it back to my credit card. I didn't try to get her another one. And but when I went back, they were all gone a couple days later. And then over the weekend. So our last weekend, our contractor had put the door on the house. The windows are in the house. And now the house is locked up. And there's like a realtor box on one of the gates that you can go to. And they gave us the code and you have to put it in. And the first time we went there, my wife tried and couldn't get it open. And then I did. It was just whatever. But that's also a girl thing, I think. She was having problems with it. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I went and got keys made. And then I ordered online. I saw it on I think I got it on Amazon. I ordered it online. It was two keychains. And each of them is half of a heart, and then they go together, and across the heart it says home. And the O is not, so one doesn't say ho, it says H, and then it has a house, and then the other one says M-E, so it says home. But I'm like, I will put the keys on there, and then we will both have one. It's a nice gesture to be nice, and I brought it home and I go, hey, I got these made today. Now you have a key to the house, so you don't have to mess with the lockbox whenever you go over there. And she looked at the keychain and goes, how gay are you? That's so gay. I don't want that. I don't want a key to the house. And I'm like, you don't want a key to our new house? No. So I'm like, all right, I'll just keep the key myself. And then she goes, well, I want both of the keychains. I don't want, like, you to have one and me to have one, which is the point of the key, double keychain thing in itself. She's like, I want both of them. I'm like, well, no, you're not getting it. I'm keeping one. You can keep one. Pick which one do you want? And then finally she just took one. But it ruined the whole moment, if you will, of, like, when you give someone something and then they shit on it and hate it and then come back around and they're like, oh, this is actually nice. It's too late. Sorry. And my wife is the queen of that shit. Like, I'll buy her really expensive gifts during the course of our relationship. And she'll be like, I hope you save the receipt. This is ugly. I don't like it. Then one of her friends will come over and be like, oh my God, I love that. That's so awesome. And then she'll start, oh, okay, well, then I'll wear it. And then she'll start wearing it. But now you're like, you already ruined it. Like, you're a dick. So just don't say anything. You know, if someone gives you something and you don't like it, if they give you the receipt, then take it back and just do it quietly. If they give it to you and you don't like it, just say, oh, thanks, and don't wear it. That's what I say. That's what I do. Here's what's weird about it. She buys me shirts all the time that are the wrong size. I have a stack of shirts in my closet that all have the tags on them still that I've never worn once that she'll go, oh, I got you the shirt. And I'm like, oh, okay, oh, cool, thanks. I like it, whatever. And then I put it in my closet, and you never see it again because it's the wrong size. I don't get it. Ah, man, fun times. It's so fun. I don't have any more stories to talk about. I saw my boy Icy Iceberger on Saturday after I left the Palisades early Saturday morning where I hung out in my backyard by myself and just had a moment. It was really nice. And then I went and saw my dog, and my God, that dog is obsessed with me. I am worried about getting to the new house, though, with him, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. And I'm going to get out of here right now. You can hear the most wonderful country song in all of the world. It's called Stretch and Ice, and it's about me and my dog. So enjoy that, and I'll talk to you again on Friday with a bonus pod, bitches.
There's a podcast coming through your speakers every week. Old radio man with opinions and a mean streak. Used to be in shape, now he's comfortable and large. Blaming politicians while his dog's running the yard. They called Stretch, been doing this since way back when. And his best friend's a four-legged asshole named Ice Again. It's Stretch and Ice, a couple of jerks, two grumpy souls in a water door. One's always ran and one's chasing his tail. A little tail like that will never go stale. Yeah, both pissed off at the way things are. But they got each other and that goes far. Stretch Ice. He's still kicking around a podcast sphere, yelling about Gavin Newsom burning down what he held dear. Ice don't care about the politics of blame. He just wants his dinner and to hear Stretch say his name. Short for Iceberg, cold as they come. But he'll die for that fat man when push comes to shove. It's Stretch and Ice, a couple of jerks, two grumpy souls, and a world that don't work. One's always red and one's chasing his tail. Loyalty like they will never go stale. Yeah, both pissed off at the way things are. But they got each other and that goes far. Stretch and Ice. Nobody else would put up with their shit, but that's what makes it fit. Anger and fear and unconditional truth, that's the kind of friendship you can't lose. It's Stretch and Ice, a couple of jerks, two grumpy souls in a world that don't work. One's always ran and one's chasing his tail. But loyalty like that will never go stale. Yeah, they're both pissed off at the way things are. They got each other.